I can't describe what I am. I'm a human, I know that. But there's something else there. Something incredibly disturbing. It's not like I'm possessed by anything spiritual, or I'm part alien, or anything like that. It's something else. Maybe something that science can't explain, at least with our current understanding of how the universe works. I think it's just that there's more to reality than what we can perceive. It's not magic or demons or angels, because I can tell it's more like some force that's just part of me, and always has been, but was lying dormant before. Maybe all humans have the potential to awaken and become what I am. I'm probably not making much sense, so I'll explain what happened. This is the story of how I awakened and became whatever I am. I've always been weedy and unnoticed by girls. The boys noticed me, but only because I was such an easy bullying target. The one and only time I managed to talk to a girl at school was in PE once. She was the girl I had liked for the last 2 years, ever since she moved to the school. I happened to end up walking next to her out in the field, on the way back in after a game of field hockey. I actually can't remember her name. I only remember Martin's name, because he played an even bigger part in my awakening. I somehow managed to finally speak to this girl, and she actually smiled back and asked me a question. I remember thinking that means she's showing interest, and I just couldn't believe it. It was my most glorious, shining moment in the whole of my school life, until Martin ruined it. He kegged me. Underpants and everything. That might not sound like much of a big deal now, as an adult, but at the time, it was the worst feeling imaginable. To say I was embarrassed was an understatement. I felt rage building up inside me, but it got worse. In a sitcom, this might have been the moment where you think the hero has ruined his chances with the girl, but because she's a nice person, she actually defends him from the jerky bully. And still likes the hero all the same. But no, this was real life. She laughed at me. Not with me, not at all. It was a hateful, mocking laugh for sure. Not only that, but she high-fived Martin for such a hilarious prank. And worst of all, gave him a flirty wink. I was mortified, humiliated, heartbroken, and as a result, more furious than I'd ever been. I'm not a vengeful person, but a deep hatred for Martin flashed into my heart, if only for a moment. But in that moment, my world as I knew it ended. It must have been my sheer rage like I've never felt before, that awakened me. Martin's head collapsed in. Just like that, no whirring of energy or flashes of light. That's all science fiction baloney. The top of his skull just caved in, killing him instantly. It was so without fanfare that no one even noticed for a good few seconds. I noticed, of course. I sort of felt it happen. Not the pain or anything, but I sort of felt pressure on his head, as if I was making it happen. Yet I wasn't even touching him. Then one by one, the class walking past started to notice. They screamed and cried out, and as Martin slumped back onto the grass, the rest of the class and the teacher turned and saw what had happened. It was chaos. Every person there was crying or puking or just running around screaming. I was the only one who remained still. I was in shock. Perhaps even more than everyone else, because I knew that it was me. I didn't know how I knew, because it's not like I even desired for it to happen. But there wasn't a doubt in my mind that it was me. There were more strange happenings after that. Sometimes when I looked at myself in the mirror, I noticed my eyes glow a bright yellow. Or sometimes people saw me and just ran in fear. Then when I looked in the mirror, all I saw was a shadowy figure. If I got sad, everyone in the room complained it was getting either freezing cold or very dark. If I got angry, someone nearby started to choke or double over in pain, or just start screaming for no reason. Those things still happen to this day, plus a lot more. As I got older, it only got worse. My friends and family members started to notice that strange things tended to happen around me. Quite a few of them died in horrible ways. I moved to a new city and kept to myself, never making any friends and working from home. That was a couple of years ago. These days it's so bad that I realized I couldn't be around anyone ever again. Not when every time I speak, the words come out as ghostly wails, or when I eat something nearby, walls just disappear as if being eaten as well. All dogs bark at me so angrily and cats try to claw at me. If I laugh, then everyone around me cries, as instant depression comes over them. And every time I look at someone, something horrific happens. Like a random part of their body falls off, or thousands of spiders come scuttling out of their mouths. Or if they have one, they start wrapping a plastic bag around their head. Sometimes if I get hungry enough, I'll go into the town and eat people. I can expand my mouth large enough to stuff someone inside. They automatically comply, of course. They just crawl right into my gaping mouth, despite their begging themselves to stop, and let me swallow them whole. My body stretches and I end up looking like a snake swallowing a much larger animal, but they digest pretty quickly. Oh, and I eventually realized that I can pass this condition on. I still don't know exactly what I am, but I learned over the years that if I hold someone's attention for long enough, they too will awaken next time they feel intense emotions. And I can guarantee that people will get emotional when I simply look at someone they love and they burst into flames, or start running into traffic, or they puke in one continuous stream until they die. I started mixing with people again so that I can share my gift. Why would I keep it to myself? Whatever I am, I don't have to be the only one. I don't have to be alone. I can pass it on whenever I'm talking to someone face to face, on the phone, through a recorded voice message, or even by holding their attention through a body of text written by me. And that should do it. More than enough characters to keep you listening for long enough. Congratulations. You'll soon awaken too.